So I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. His praises shall continually dwell in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Somebody here at Southside needs to magnify the Lord. And let's exalt his name together. For the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Yeah. And greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Isn't he good? Yes. Blessed are they that put their trust in him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. And if God has benefited you this week, can you give him some praise today? Have you been benefited this week? Amen. I've been benefited this week. Amen. Yes, yes. Amen. Again, to all our visitors and members of the Great Southside Church, yes, great, I said. I want to thank you, first of all, for allowing me to be the pastor here at this church. My wife Linda and I are privileged to be here, to come back home and pastor the church of my birth. Amen. What a privilege it is. But what an awesome responsibility it is. It is. I will be glad to see my mother and my grandmother and my father one day in heaven. And I know that they expect great things from me. They have paved the way for me with many long hours of prayer, Gerald, and for us as young men growing up in this church. And Paul, thank you for your ministry. I know Satan has been busy, but you know, all I heard from you was just, I'm grateful. That I didn't hear the mistakes, and all I heard was, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And Karen, we do miss your singing, though. Amen. We just miss it, and I'd like to include it soon on our program. Want to thank the Lord that I have a church. You know, African American churches, we have a history of what we call call and response, and that means that you when I say something, I'm giving you freedom to respond back to me. So, amen, hallelujah, preach, preacher. You know, say something, wave your hand, wave, shout. It's okay. It's okay. Amen. Yes, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, I want to say we are moving forward with our renovation project. If you have, if you want to be a part of this ministry, we invite you to fill out an envelope even now and put Southside Renovation Project 2016 on it. Southside Renovation Project 2016 on it. And it will go in our renovation project. As I said earlier, we sent out several letters this week, and you should be receiving that friendly pastoral letter this week in the mail, and encouraging you to give to our renovation project. And God will certainly bless you for doing that. This morning, I want to take just a little time and speak to us on the subject, does the devil know your name? And I want you to pray with me as we open up God's word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that the word come out clear this morning from my lips, Lord, and hide me so that the people here can receive the blessings that I know are in store for them this morning, Lord. I pray for the Holy Spirit anointing upon your words. Now forgive me, Lord, and teach me while I teach your people, Lord. And may the words of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart, be acceptable unto you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. I want to thank the Sabbath School this morning. I love to see the Sabbath School be so exciting this morning. I want to thank all of our superintendents for what they've done in Sabbath School this morning. Our text this morning is taken from Acts, the 19th chapter. Turn with me to Acts, the 19th chapter in your Bibles. Acts, the 19th chapter, and I believe it'll be on the screen as well. Acts, the 19th chapter. I will be reading verses 11 through verse 20, I believe. The Bible says, God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs and aprons, I'm reading from the NIV, when handkerchiefs and aprons or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of their diseases. And evil spirits were expelled. Now a group of Jews was traveling from town to town, casting out evil spirits. They tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantation, saying, I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out. Seven sons of Sceva, a leading priest, were doing this. But one time when they tried it, the evil spirit replied, I know Jesus, and I know Paul. But who are you? Then the man with the evil spirit leaped on them, overpowered them, and attacked them with such violence that they fled from the house naked and battered. And I like the way the Message Bible puts that last statement. It says, then the possessed man went berserk, jumped the exorcists, beat them up, and tore off their clothes. Naked and bloody, they got away as best they could. You know, we live in a society that is very narcissistic at its core. And something inside of all of us, for some reason or another, we all have this thing inside of us to be famous. We all want to be somebody. We want to be famous. And the social media has simply exposed our innate human nature. If you looked on Facebook and Instagram and any other social media, you see how it's merely just exposing what our innate human nature is, and that is to be somebody, to, you know, we want to be famous. We want our face on everything. Anything we do, we want to share it with people just so that we can feel better. People now are hurting so much that they'll do anything just to feel better. And now on social media, the more likes you have, well, that means that you're somebody, and it gives you a feeling. It makes you feel better, the more likes you have. And everyone, to some degree, wants to be known. And even in Paul's day, Paul was famous. But he was famous for making Jesus famous. That's what Paul was famous for. Not just to have be popular, but he was famous for making Jesus famous. He would set people free from the spirits that possess them. And he had this mighty power that God had given him to do. And the Bible says that there were sons of Sceva. There were seven sons that we just read about who wanted to be famous like Paul. They had been watching Paul, and they wanted to be famous. They wanted to do what Paul did. And they wanted to be famous. And so we're going to look at Paul and look at his methodology and the way he worked things. You know, I could just see these young men, these sons of Sceva, and how they were practicing on each other how to cast out these demons. You know, they thought it was something popular to do. You know, they would get together and study how Paul would say in the name of Jesus and how Paul's voice would. They would want to be just like him and study him, but they miscalculated something. And the Bible says that when they go to this man who's possessed by the devil, they approach him, these seven sons of Sceva, and they have all the talents, they have all the words, and even their voice was shaking, and as they approached this man who was possessed by a demon, but they said something that canceled out what they said before, and the demon noticed it when they approached this man who was possessed by demons. See, we have to be careful. We have to be careful when we say we're Christians, young people. I'm talking to you. When we go out into the world and we tell the world that we're Christians, when people know that you are a Seventh-day Adventist, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. And so here these sons of Sceva wanted popularity. They wanted it so bad that they came before this possessed man. And they called on the name of Jesus. They called on the name of Jesus, and you know that there's power in that name. You know that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess the name of Jesus has power in it. So the demons tremble when that name is called, but you know they messed up. They messed up the sons of Sceva. The demon was able to see through what they didn't possess, because they made a mistake. They said the whom Paul preaches. They commanded you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. You see, the sons of Sceva called on the name Jesus. They got that part right, and the spirits were just about to leave this man, but when he heard those three words, whom Paul preaches, he knew that these three students had been instructed by Paul but didn't know what they were talking about. They didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. They were just mimicking Paul. The fact that they referenced Jesus in a secondhand way meant that they didn't meet him for themselves. And so this spirit says, well, I would have left if you knew who he was, but since You know him through Paul. Who are you? And the problem here that we're facing today is that we think we can get power through another source. We think we have power and authority through the fact that we've been Seventh-day Adventists all our lives. We think that we have power and authority through our pedigree. We think that will give us power. Because remember, the sons of Sceva, their daddy was a priest. Their daddy was a priest, so they were born in the church. They were generational Adventists, I mean Jews. They came through a lineage of belief. And so they believed that if their parents believe, then the faith would just matriculate down to them. But see, we're dealing with an enemy out there who doesn't care how long you've been in the church. He doesn't care if your father or grandfather was an Adventist. He doesn't care. See, your pedigree will not produce any power. I grew up in the church. Gerald and Brenda and I, we grew up, we had to go to church. We didn't have a choice but to go to church. We were taught how to go to church and how to act and how to dress up in our little suits and Sabbath clothes. That was a disadvantage for us because we inherited a secondhand faith. Many of you here, you have a secondhand faith growing up in the church. You know what it takes. You know how to act. But you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. You have a secondhand faith. I don't know if there's anybody here who've ever worn secondhand clothes. Hand-me-downs. You know, and hand-me-downs, many times, they fit the generation of the people who originally bought them better than they fit you. You know, it really doesn't fit your form. Somebody else got in them clothes and formed the clothes, but you just happened to get them secondhand. And some of us this morning are trying to fight the devil in a hand-me-down anointing. But your pedigree does not produce power. See, the sons of Sceva had pedigree. That's when you have methodology. You have all the actions. That you have all the instructions. But in order to fight the spirits that are out there today, church, and some of you know what I mean, you have to have a history with Jesus. You know, we're dealing with the time. We don't know what the elections are going to map out. We don't know what's going to happen in the future of America. What's going to happen to us as African Americans? We don't know. Racism is going to rear its ugly head once again. Spirit of prophecy says that's going to happen. You can't go out into this world with a secondhand anointing. See, when the evil spirit says, and let me just bring out a little bit of Greek, when he says, Jesus, I know. See, that word I know is in the Greek gnosko, which means I faced him face to face. See, the Spirit knew Jesus. He had come in contact with Jesus before. He says, I know him, gnosko. I've come in contact with him. He remembers this Jesus. He remembers that Jesus was the one that put him out of heaven. He remembers this Jesus because he's faced him before. And if you're going to face the things that are out there today, especially young people, the politics today, on television, on the internet today, in the media today, in our schools today, this spirit is telling us something here. He says, I know him. I've known him intimately. I know Jesus. I've confronted him. And my question is, do you have a history with Jesus? Do you know him? Anybody has a history with Jesus? I mean, do you remember when he found you? Do you remember where he found you? Do you remember what you were doing when he found you? How long you had been there when he found you? Do you remember where you were when he found you, or who you were with when he found you? Do you know your history of Jesus? And you got to have a history of Jesus. You can't move forward until you have a history. And so this demon says, I know Jesus. I know him. I know him. He's the lily of the valley. I know that Jesus. I know that Jesus. He's the Alpha and Omega. I know Jesus. He's Daniel's friend in the lion's den. I know that Jesus. I remember when we hung him on a cross. Yeah, remember that Jesus? I know that Jesus. We left him for dead. I know Jesus. We put him in a borrowed tomb. I know that Jesus. And they should have known something when they put him in a borrowed tomb, because when you borrow something, that means you plan to give it back. He says, I know this Jesus. Because early Sunday morning, let me just say that again, early Sunday morning, he got up with all power and all authority out of that grave. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. So young people, when you leave to go off to college, you cannot go off with a secondhand faith, a secondhand anointing. Your parents' faith doesn't count when it comes to you. You're going to be confronted with demons that are crafty and who knows all your weaknesses. And we're praying for you. You have to get to know Jesus for yourself. Know him for yourself. And unlike this demon, the Bible says that when this demon came upon them, he saw right through them. He knew that they didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. He knew that they had just been taught by Paul. He knew that they were just copying Paul in the name of Jesus, whom Paul had instructed. Gave it away then. Demon says, oh, okay, I know what they're about now. Let me make my attack. And the Bible says, you have to be careful. You can't play with Satan. You cannot play with Satan. I know Jesus. I've heard of Paul. And they knew Paul too. See, they didn't mess with Paul. Paul had a lot of power in him. Paul would just pass by people, and his gown would just touch people, and they would be healed. His handkerchief would fall on the ground. And I'm telling you, I believe that there's a power today that we can have if we were fully anointed. If we truly got to know Jesus, we would have that power in our church today. I know Jesus. And we know Paul. We know about Paul. They use a different no there. Different no there in the Greek. We know about Paul. And I'm sure those demons had discussed Paul and what he had been doing. But then who are you? Demon didn't know their name. Then it said the possessed man went berserk. Jumped the exorcist. Beat them up. And tore off their clothes. Naked and bloody, they got away as best they could. Message Bible says. When we go out in the world today, we have to be careful, young people especially, that you're not faking it. It'd be better if you had not even heard of the Seventh-day Adventist Church than to go out there, go to church on Sabbath, and then go to the clubs at night. And some of you may be planning to do that. You're playing with Satan. I know Jesus. I know Paul. But who are you? Who are you? You've got to get to know Jesus. I was just wondering if I can talk about Jesus this morning. Can I just talk about him just a little bit? Jesus' whole life was one high definition of miracles. We talked about miracles this morning in Sabbath school. Can I just talk about him briefly this morning? Jesus, he owned no servants, yet they called him master. He earned no degrees, yet they called him teacher. He produced no medicines, yet they called him a healer. He wrote no musical scores, yet the world's greatest oratorio is dedicated to him. He built no building. He wasn't no Donald Trump. Yet thousands of hospitals have been erected in his memory. Can I talk about him this morning? He led no armies, yet they call him Lord. He fought no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crimes, yet they crucified him. Can I talk about him this morning? He mastered dermatology because he healed a leper's crusty skin. He mastered geriology because he created the world. Geology. He mastered embryology, Dr. Nucci, because he was fertilized in vitro by the Holy Ghost. He mastered hematology because he shed his own blood. He mastered kinesiology because he straightened out a palsied man's hand. He mastered oceanography because he walked on water. He mastered meteorography because he stilled a storm. Can I talk to you about him this morning? He mastered psychology because he settled the mind of a demoniac. He mastered necrology because he raised Lazarus from the dead. He mastered gynecology because he healed that woman that was hemorrhaging from blood. He mastered pharmacology because he operated a drugstore in the hem of his garment. He mastered pneumatology because he was full of the Holy Ghost. He mastered ecclesiology because he founded the church. He mastered soteriology. He saved the dying world. And he mastered eschatology because in the end, Jesus is coming back. Can I talk to you about him this morning? He's the bread when we're hungry. He's water when we're thirsty. He's rest for the weary. Hallelujah. He's hope for the dreary. He's our rock, our sword, our shield. He's our wheel in the middle of a wheel. Can I talk to you about him this morning? Somebody says he's a lawyer in a courtroom. And he's a doctor in the sick room. He's a way maker. And he's a mountain mover. He's a heavy load carrier and a burden barrier. Can I talk to you this morning? He specializes in things impossible. And he will fight your battles. Can I call his name this morning? I said, can I call his name this morning? His name is Wonderful. His name is Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name. Every day the same. Every day the same. Hallelujah. He's the one that you need. When you leave this sanctuary today, you don't need me. You don't need the elders or the deacons. You need Jesus this morning. You need him to fight your battles. You need him to stand in for you. Let every desperate, defiant, and decisive preacher proclaim the wonderful name of Jesus this morning. He's my rock, my sword, and my shield. My wheel in the middle of a wheel. And guess what? He wants to save you. He wants to save you. He died for your wretched self. Lived a perfect life for you. Yes, he did. And I thank him this morning. I thank him this morning. So does the devil know your name? Does he know your name? He knew Jesus. He knew Paul. Does he know you? We need to get to know him better. Thank God. for his mercy and his grace. Let's bow our heads now and call upon him. Let's call upon him now. Let's invoke the name of Jesus. I want to be real this morning with you. You know, we can't play no more. You know, this world is getting to the point where we don't know where it's going. We don't know where it's going. Young people, don't leave this ship. Make up your mind to follow him. Make up your mind to follow Jesus all the way. Take him with you. Don't play with him. You can't play with the devil. One day, if you keep playing with him, if you keep going out and saying you're Christian and going against your beliefs and partying and drinking and working and disobeying the values that you have been taught. Just like the Bible says, that demon-possessed man jumped on those sons of Sceva. When he found out they weren't real and they didn't know Jesus, they come trying to call out, cast out spirits from him. The demons will read you. If you go out of this church today and try to act like you're a Christian, oh, those demons know you. They know you well. And sooner or later, they'll make their attack on you. But you may not return bloodied and battered. He may take your life while you're out there. So call on him. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, we don't want to be like the sons of Sceva, who had a fake righteousness, who didn't have any power, real power, Lord. They were pretenders, Lord. And my prayer is, Lord, that we have no pretenders here today. We all need to touch the hem of your garment today, Lord. We all need a touch from you today, a real touch, that we can leave this place knowing that we know you and you know us. Oh, Lord, give us the anointing today like Paul. Fill us, Lord, so much, Lord, that others may, that we might be able to lay our hands on somebody and heal somebody in the name of Jesus. Give us that power, Lord. We want it too. Not to glorify ourselves, Lord, like the sons of Sceva, but so that you might get the glory. Oh, Lord, there may be someone here today. Is there anybody here today who wants to come down and meet him today? You want to meet him again? Just come down today. You're tired of faking? Let's give the Spirit just a few moments to work on some hearts today. May my Bible workers come up to the altar. Come up to the altar, Bible workers in church. I want you to pray. We don't want no secondhand faith here in Southside. We don't want a secondhand anointing here in Southside. We want a fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost here. You're invited down to the altar today. If you feel that God is calling you, you want to renew your walk with him today, come on down to the altar. Satan has no hold on you today. There's too much Holy Spirit in here today. There's too much Holy Ghost in here today. Oh, he may be waiting outside the doors for you, but he's not in here. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke Satan and his imps today, Lord. Cast out of this sanctuary today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Get out. Somebody is trying to make a decision today in the name of Jesus.
by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, leave Satan. I command you in the name of Jesus. Spirit, now work on hearts today, Lord. Change some life, Lord. May this be the beginning of a new day for somebody. And Lord, we just want to pray for our young people especially, Lord. We want to pray for our young people in Bakersfield, Lord. Those who are in gangs, Lord. Those who are slinging drugs, Lord. We want to pray for them. We want to lift them up. Pray for our parks, Lord. Those who have been murdered this week, Father. We lift up Southside, Lord. Lord, we pray that when folk enter this sanctuary, that they would feel the presence of the Lord in this place among your people, Lord. And that we would reach out and embrace this community in love, Lord, letting them know that Jesus is coming again. He that shall come will come, will not tarry. We look forward to that day. If you want to see him again, if you want to see Jesus again, will you stand with me now? Just stand with me now. If you want to see Jesus on that day, you're ready to go to heaven with him that day. Stand with me on your feet. Stand with me if you want to see Jesus. You're tired of paying bills. You're tired of being broke. You're tired of being harassed. Stand to your feet today. God, you see those who are standing, Lord. We are an army. Now, Lord, anoint us. Give us power as your army on this earth to go out and win souls, Lord, to build up the kingdom of Jesus Christ on this earth. Give us power and authority, Lord. Oh, Lord, anoint us, appoint us. Give us all the armor we need, Lord, in your book. The total armor we need, all of the armor we need, Lord. The helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword is the word of God, Lord. Oh, Lord, arm us and equip us here this morning. Surround us with your presence, Lord. Oh, Lord, give us each a dose of the Holy Ghost this morning. Put it within our hearts, Lord. Shut it up in our bones, Father. So that people may know that there's a difference in us. You can do it, Father. And may your love draw others to this church. And then in the end, save us, Lord. And I pray this prayer in that strong name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray this prayer because I know you and you know me, Lord. Pray this prayer in the strong, powerful name of Jesus Christ. May his name be glorified forever and forever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.